Allura Fergus today received the following letter to the editor from Brad Fowell in response to Trillium Talk, Ford More Years? Here's what to expect. When I look at the voter turnout in this election, I'm astounded and applauded. The voter turnout in my provincial riding of Wellington Halton Hills, according to unofficial results by Elections Ontario at 7 a.m., was 51%, slightly above the overall provincial average. Low voter turnout at all levels of government, municipal, provincial and federal, is dismally appalling to me. Why? For the simple reason that it is our civic and democratic right to do so. Especially, at the municipal level, because this is the level of government that affects our lives the most at the service that is provided to our lives. I'm 65, and it was ingrained into me to vote at the legal age of 18 years of age by my parents. This was also reaffirmed by two grade 13 history teachers whom I respected and learned much, especially the lost art of critical reading and thinking. Thanks to them, I have always voted in all municipal, provincial and federal elections wherever I have resided since the age of 18. Why? Quite simply because many lives were lost in two world wars and other wars. All of these individuals who gave their lives were defending the rights and freedoms that many take for granted. One of which being the right to vote freely. Today, in 2025, there are many people just like you and me across this great planet Earth, who still cannot do what we can do freely. The right to vote. Your vote can make a difference, especially when a riding race is very close. There were a few in this election. If you didn't vote, you have no right to complain. Quite simply, suck it up, buttercup. As one party leader said in his speech, don't be discouraged, become engaged. Brad Fowell, Fergus.